Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Walking with the Lord, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message.
Over the last several weeks, I've been preaching on returning to the altar. It's been some pretty strong messages from the Lord. I've talked about returning to the altar, the church. I've talked about returning to the altar and last Sunday on the family, and this altar was double deep with people praying for their families. And today from the book of 1 Kings, I want to pray today for preach today on the return to the altar for our nation, America. And you know, I chose this particular picture slide to use because standing in the Jefferson Memorial, is a man that, of course, was one of the founding fathers of our country, Thomas Jefferson. And it was very instrumental. And then people like Patrick Henry, who declared and said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And the other founding fathers that we have admired and looked up to through the years. But you know, recently and over the last several years, it's been said for America that America is no longer a Christian nation. I refute that. I still believe that there's a fiber in our country today called Christianity that still believes in the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the atonement, and the way to heaven is through the blood of Jesus and what He has accomplished for us. Through the history of our nation, and we go back even to the days of the Civil War and the World Wars of 1 and 2, and we talk about and we consider also the conflict that we had in Korea, and then the many lives that were lost in Vietnam, and then the battleground in the Mideast that some of you have had, and kids and grandkids on those battlegrounds, and even have them there now. Our nation has endured tremendous conflicts through time. And our nation has encountered a lot of struggles and a lot of trials. But today we face a new storm, ladies and gentlemen. It's not so much on the foreign battlefields of warfare, but today we're in a new conflict. We're in a new battle today. And the selling out of morals and the selling out of standards today are principles that has become basically like a cancer. And that each day is destroying the very fiber of our republic called the United States of America. We see every day and we hear the rhetoric, and I mean everything from transgender bathrooms to you name, I mean, how bad have we gotten in America? How pathetically sick have we become? I mean, we have totally disengaged the power of God's Word from the influence in our society, in our schools, in our culture. And the sad thing is, we've even disengaged the power of God from the church house and our homes. And we wonder why our nation is in the condition that it is in. We have, as we have talked about Israel, turning their back in rebellion against God. We have faced that same circumstance in our life today. Now a new plea rings across America. A change is needed. And young folks are flocking to it by the droves. This thing that basically has the appearance, the taste, and the feel and the influence of socialism. And folks, today, I assure you today, a change is needed. But it's not socialism in what we need. What we need a change today is, we need today for a change to liberate this society that has become godless and has turned their back away from God. We need today a coming back in America. We need today in America to return. We need to return today to a Redeemer who made a way where there was no way. We need to go back to what Jesus has accomplished for us through the pages of God's Word and remember today that He has brought freedom through the blood that He shed at Calvary. We need to return to the Redeemer. We need to return today to righteousness. Righteousness is right living. We need to get back to living right for God. We need to abandon this lifestyle that we've embraced today. That basically sin is exalted and God is pushed in a closet somewhere. It's time today that we deal with the sins of our life and repent and get right with God. We also need today a return to repentance. See, the greatest need today that lies within our nation, but may I say, basically, more importantly, lies within the confines of the church house. We need for Christians to start repenting and getting right with God. God can't even move in the church house because we've let sin infiltrate our lives and we've chosen lifestyles today that are not honoring unto God. And then we wonder why our churches are ineffective. We wonder why our homes are falling apart. It's because we have abandoned today the God who founded us in a mess but brought us out of that mess. Amen. We need to return today to renewal. We need to return today to respect. We need to return today to revival. Amen. We need to return today to the resurrected King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to get back to God. Amen. So we're living in an era today that there's, you know, basically on the forefront, that seeking to basically tear apart that which once was, that made our nation great. We have abandoned these things today. Looking in the past, we've seen God with us through the dark valleys that we have encountered and faced in life, and the intensified storms that we have gone through, and even the hard places of life that we've had to face. But because people with convictions and people of faith that they have in God, the valleys became victories. Hallelujah. And not only that, but the storms became a strength, that even through the storm, that we are strengthened in the power of God's Word and God's presence in our life. Amen. There's a day when we thank God for the blessings that He sent. But today, people stand and they curse God in His name. God help them. May the mercy of God have mercy upon their soul. Amen. But see, today there's a debate. There's a debate today, even if there is a God. And folks, in 1837, Congress passed and adopted a motto and placed it upon the coins of our nation called, "In God We Trust." Well, really, that was a declaration of what we believe. We believe that we trusted God in all things and that He was the focal point of our life and He was what our life was all about. But see, when you start blaspheming the name of God and you start casting His name around and you even say there is no God, then all of a sudden the trust that you once had has diminished, disappeared, and is gone. And that's why we're living now in a generation. Well, I'm really not surprised at anything that comes out of Washington. I'm not surprised at anything that the Supreme Court today embraces and endorses. Because basically it seems like the spirit of an abomination, of being a reprobate, has taken over the mindset of those who are making decisions for our nation. In recent years, we've seen the Supreme Court vote to remove prayer and the Ten Commandments from our education system, meaning the erosion of "In God We Trust" as a people. I mean, slowly and methodically, they're chiseling away of removing every evidence that there is a God. Let me tell you what. They can take Him off of buildings. They can remove Him out of prayer. They can take Him off of the things of the Ten Commandments in the courtrooms. They can say everything they want to say. But the fact of the matter is, they cannot remove God from the throne room of heaven because He is still on the throne. He is still in charge. And there's something else that they can't do. They cannot cut Jesus out of your heart and of your life. If you crown Him Lord of your life and receive Him in salvation today, all the demons of hell cannot remove from you the power of God that lives and dwells within you. Amen. The power of God is for you and the power of God is with you today. Amen. So what happens? We've seen this erosion take place. Children will become what you raise them to be. Did you get that? Your children will become what you raise them to be. And folks, today we are raising a generation of godlessness, a godless generation. Godless today by killing 1 million babies a year annually. Have you ever, I did a little research on that, and honestly, it just crushed my soul when I look back from the time that they basically have legalized abortion and see the millions on top of millions of children that never had an opportunity to live a life and to make a difference. What a shame. That is not a choice. That is a life. We need today God to touch the hearts of our people. Godless today by being a drug-addicted nation. You know, we have in America more people on antidepressants and drugs than all the other nations of the world. What have we become?
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.